Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, this is your special edition podcast for the National Football League. The Colts are in the win column. So we have hit on Monday night, Thursday night, and Saturday night. Hopefully we can keep the winning trend going in the National Football League with the card today. Year to date, we are 79-58 in the National Football League. And let's lead off with the Titans plus 1.5 over the Steelers. So the Titans are 9-4 straight up, 8-5 against the spread. Last time out, they beat Jacksonville 20-0. Meanwhile, the Steelers are 6-6-1 this season, 5-8 against the spread. Last time out, they lost at Minnesota by 8 on a Thursday night. So the Steelers are 4-2-1 at home this year, but I just can't trust them. The Titans are now on high alert with the Colts in hot pursuit. Still no Henry, but this team has already won a road game at the Rams without him. So I like the Titans today, plus the 1.5 over the Steelers. Next up, we go to Miami, where we like the Jets, plus the 9.5 at the Dolphins. So the Jets are 3-10 straight up and against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 21 to New Orleans. Meanwhile, the Dolphins are 6-7, 7-5-1 against the spread. They beat the Giants by 11 last time out. They had a bye week last week. The Dolphins have won 5 straight, including a 7-point win at the Jets in November. The Jets should have some confidence, though, from that first meeting, since it was really statistically a very even football game. So I'm going to grab the 9.5 with the Jets at Miami. Next up, we go to the Motor City, where we're going to play Detroit, plus 13 over Arizona. So the Lions are 1-11-1 this year, 8-5 against the spread. Last time out, they got crushed at Denver by 28. The Cardinals are 10-3 this year, 9-4 against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 7 to the Rams. The Cardinals are 7-0 against the spread on the road this year, but the Lions are 3-0 against the spread at home as an underdog of 7 or more. These Lions have some fight left in them, and this would be a perfect time to send Arizona into a tailspin. I'm going to take the Lions plus the 13 over Arizona. Next up, we head to the Bay. We're going to play the Niners minus the 9 over Atlanta. So the 49ers are 7-6, 6-7 against the spread. Last week, they won at Cincinnati by 3. The Falcons are a surprising 6-7, 6-7 against the spread. Last time out, they won at Carolina by 8. So let's give Atlanta some credit. I'm shocked that they're still in this race, but they are 0-4 against the spread when a dog of 7 or more. The 49ers have won 4 of 5 with wins over the Rams, Vikings, and Bengals during that stretch. I think the Niners have another level to take it to. I think they'll do it today. So I'm on San Francisco minus the 9 over Atlanta. Next up, we go to the Mile High City, where we like the Bengals plus 3 at Denver. So Cincinnati is 7-6 straight up, 6-7 against the spread, losing to the Niners last week by 3. The Falcons, meanwhile, the Broncos are 7-6 straight up and against the spread. Last time out, they beat Detroit by 28. So I can't believe that these two teams have the same record. The Broncos have won 4 of 6, but they did have that ugly 17-point loss at home to Philadelphia. The Bengals have lost 4 of 6, but they do have 4 road wins so far, including one at Baltimore. The Broncos are at home, but the Bengals are the better team. So I'm going to take Cincinnati plus the 3 at Denver. Next up, we're going to play the Jaguars and the Texans under 39.5. So the Jags have been good to us, going 11-2 to the under this season. The Texans are 8-5 to the under. We bet the under 45.5 in week number 1 with these two teams, but it sailed over. Maybe the Meyer firing will fix the offense, but I'm not going to bet on that. So I'm going to take the under 39.5, hoping to see nothing but punts between the Jaguars and the Texans. Then your last game on the card for the National Football League, we're taking the Cowboys and the Giants under 44.5. So the Giants are 8-4-1 to the under this year, and Mike Glennett doesn't do much to excite me. The first meeting flew over the total with a combined 64 points. I expect this one to be much, much different. So I like the under 44.5 between the Cowboys and the Giants. Then we got three prop bets we're going to give you right now. And yeah, we're going to get some legacy guys here. Prop bet number one, Tom Brady under 300.5 yards passing against New Orleans on Sunday night. Prop bet number two, Aaron Rodgers under 265.5 yards passing at Baltimore. Then your final prop bet is Josh Allen under 260.5 yards passing against Carolina. So yeah, those are your three prop bets. Don't feel great about it, but there was only a limited number of games, of course, with games getting moved. So that's your full card. I think we have action on every single game in play here today on Sunday. So let's recap it. We like the Titans plus the 1.5 against the Steelers. We like the Jets plus 9.5 against the Dolphins. We like the Lions plus 13 over Arizona. We like the Niners minus the 9 over Atlanta. We like the Bengals plus 3 at Denver. We like the Jaguars and the Texans to go under 39.5. We like the Cowboys and the Giants to go under 44.5. Then your three prop bets, Tom Brady under 300.5 yards passing, Aaron Rodgers under 265.5 yards passing, and Josh Allen under 260.5 yards passing against Carolina. So that's your card for the National Football League. Our normal podcast will drop shortly, but as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.